Hi, this is Lawrence, a licensed agent with Medicare on a recorded line. Did you want to go over your 2026 Medicare plans and see what's new for you this year?
No, I'm calling about the $1,200 grocery card.
Looking for the allowance card, the over-the-counter card? Okay. Let me see what we can find here for you. Can I first start with your zip code, please?
43222.
All right. Thank you for that. And, yeah, that does run through the Medicare Advantage program, but we'll walk you through that, see what we get you qualified for, okay?
All right.
And it looks like that in Columbus, Ohio?
Yes.
All right. Let me just read this really quick, a quick disclaimer, and then we'll try to answer some of those questions for you, okay? Before we begin, Medicare requires, I let you know that we do not offer every plan in your area. We currently represent four organizations which offer 42 products in your area. You can always contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE for all available options. All right, and just for compliance purposes, if we get disconnected from this phone call, do you give us permission to call you back?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, let's jump right into it here. Again, my name is Lawrence, okay, just so you have my name there. Let me just kind of ask you a few basic questions, and then we'll see what we get you qualified for, okay?
All right.
All right. My first question is, do you make your own health care decisions, or does a family member or a social worker help you with that?
I make my own.
Okay, good. And are you currently in a nursing home or a long-term care facility?
No.
Okay. And I'm also going to be reviewing some of your medication costs as well. Do you have your medication bottles handy?
Yes.
Okay. I don't need them at the moment, just as long as you have access to them. That's all I need to know on that. And then my last question for you is, do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I just need you to pull that card out, and I need you to read the numbers right below your name. That way I can find you in the system here, and that way we can see what you qualify for.
Okay. Hold on.
Take your time. No rush at all.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, yeah, I can't wait a minute. I think I got it. I know I got it.
If you're having trouble finding it, I can always look it up manually. There's other ways to find it.
Okay. I can't find it right now. It's in my wallet, but I don't see it.
Yeah, well, let's just do it manually. That way we can look at, you know, we can save some time here. Can I just start with your first name, please?
David.
And our last name?
Moore, M-O-O-R-E.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Moore. And before we continue, before I look up information on our system to determine eligibility, do I have your permission to proceed?
Yes.
All right, thank you for that. All right, let's see what we can find. And then next, Mr. Moore, can I get your date of birth?
11-11-1943.
All right, thank you for that. Okay, and then last, what's your social?
4698.
270 East at Stoneville Road. All that boat traffic there. I need the full number.
Oh, 233-68-4698.
Okay, give me one second here. And if you want to, I'll be able to pull up your Medicare number if you want to write it down for your records. You don't have to. That's not a number that you're going to use very often, but I will be able to.
Okay, I can write it down.
One second here. Okay, yep, I was able to find the system here. Okay, so like I said, I got Mr. David V. Moore, date of birth 11/11/1943. And Mr. Moore, are you still at Unit 211-750 West Rich Street in Columbus, Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, all right, great. And let's see here. And this phone number, the 614-227-0413, that's your best number?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Let me just make sure I got that locked. Okay, so yeah, let's talk about it. You were looking for some extra grocery money, spending money, things like that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me just pull that up here. Now, are you on any kind of state assistance like Medicaid?
Well, Medicaid pays my Medicare deductible. That's all. And then I get a minimal amount of food stamps, so.
Okay. All right, well, let me see if we can find some more benefits in here for you. Now, this does go through the Medicare Advantage program, so I'm asking a few basic. Now, obviously, I want to put some more money in your pocket. That's my main goal. But I do need to ask some basic questions here. First off, how often are you going to the doctors? Do you go quite often? Do we miss when you need to?
Well, I've been going every month or so for the last year or so. Every 3 months I go.
Okay, so like maybe once a quarter. Let me ask like this. Do you have any any major procedures or surgeries that are planned?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad you're healthy on that point. How about in the last year, Mr. Moore, have you been hospitalized or taken to the ER?
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I'm glad to hear those things. Now, what about our moving along here? What about our dental? Do we have any dental work that needs to be done?
No, I just had some done.
Okay, you took care of that. Good. Are you? Is there any more follow-up appointments, or are you? Everything's been taken care of as far as your dental.
Everything's been taken care of.
Good. Good. Okay. And how about our vision? Are we able to see okay? We got prescriptions.
No, I just had cataract surgery, so I'm see pretty good right now.
All right, that's good. Good for you. And seems like our hearing's okay. You're able to hear me okay, sounds like?
Yes.
Good, good, good. And then how about finally our transportation? Are we driving ourselves around town? How are we getting around to doctor's appointments, things like that?
I got the senior options for transportation.
Okay. I'm glad you take advantage of that. Good. Good. And you're able to get around town okay?
Yes.
All right. Good to hear that. Okay. So let me just see what we have here for you. Like I said, I can see what you currently have as far as your Medicare Advantage plan. It looks like you're in an Aetna Dual Advantage plan. Does that sound familiar?
No, I'm on Anthem.
I'm sorry. You're right. I don't know why I'm looking at it. It says Anthem. I see all of them. So Anthem, Dual Advantage, HMO. I see it here. Okay. I looked at it. I said the wrong thing. Anthem. Okay. I see that here. Let me pull that up here for you. Now let's talk about some of the grocery money or OCC or flex cards. Do you know if you're currently receiving any of that at the moment?
I received a flex card from Anthem. Yeah.
All right. And do you know how much you're getting for that?
$75 a month.
$75 a month. Okay. One second here. All right. Well, let's see if we can get you some more. Let's try to work on that. And how's Anthem been working for you? Has it been working okay? No complaints?
Yes, it is.
Good. All right, because I'm going to see if we can get you a little bit more money back. If we can find that for you, definitely going to try to help you on that end. How about any – I'm sorry, I should have asked this earlier. Do you have any kind of chronic illnesses like diabetes, COPD?
No, I don't.
No?
Okay. I have high blood pressure.
Okay, but no, like no heart disease, nothing like that.
Well, I see a heart doctor once a year, so it's not bad, but it's still, you know, with my age, it's just, I see one once a year, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, as you should, so, I mean, at least you're doing it the right way, but no heart attacks or anything like that?
No.
Okay, all right, that's good, I'm glad to hear that. Okay, so I'm just pulling some stuff up here for you. Right now, while I'm doing that, let me just read this part just to get it over with, because I do have to kind of go over some disclaimer stuff, and then I'm going to get right into seeing where we can get some more money for you, okay? Before I can discuss plans available to you, Medicare requires that I remind you this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You do not need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation will not affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll into a new plan today. Talking with me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment allows me to discuss Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Great. Just wanted to get that out the way. And while I'm pulling this, while I have some stuff coming up for you, can I just get the name of your primary care doctor?
It's Dr. Co-Faustino.
Cole Faustino?
Yes.
Cole Faustino. Okay. And what city does he work out of?
She's part of Mount Carmel Medical Care. Mount Carmel Health Care.
Okay. And you're in the state of Illinois, I believe? Yeah, you're in Illinois. Oh, I'm sorry, you're in Ohio. But Illinois, Ohio.
Yes.
All right, one second here. Let me see if I can just find the doctor here. Cole Faustino, Genevieve Costino?
Okay,
I see it here. One second here. Genevieve, okay. Is she relatively close to you? Does she live in your area or work out of your somewhere local to you?
She's about 20 minutes from you.
Okay. All right, I see it. Genevieve Cole Faustino. Second there. Okay, and then you said you're currently getting about $75 on over-the-counter products, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can get you more. Okay, so. Okay, so. This costs me money, too. Looks like you're paying about $7 out of your Social Security. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I do see one here for $133 in OTC money a month. So you get $133 per month for OTC products and wellness support plus healthy food and utilities for qualifying nurses. So you can use this for bills and food as well as products. So this one's from $133. The thing about this plan, this is This is with United Healthcare. So you'd be on United Healthcare. But you would be getting back more money. How's that sound?
No, I want to stay with Anthem.
You want to stay with Anthem? Okay, what is it about Anthem that you like so much? Because we definitely want to see if we can find something in Anthem for you.
Well, I want to stay with Anthem because I've been with them for like 7 or 8 years. So, and my doctors are closer with Anthem than they are. So I already have the doctors through Mount Carmel.
Yeah. So I do see that, yeah, Dr. Faustino. Now, you know, it doesn't really matter the provider you have, whether it's Anthem, United Healthcare, Blue Cross, it doesn't really matter. As long as the doctors accept those plans, that's what you're looking for. So, you know, if we're just looking to see what Dr. Faustino takes, she takes your Anthem, she takes Humana, she takes United Healthcare. So she takes a lot of different providers. Like I said, at the end of the day, we just want to make sure it works the way you need it to. And if you can get extra money back, of course, that's just a bonus that you get to have as well. Because like I said, the carrier doesn't really matter. It just matters if the doctors take it. As long as the doctors take it, then you'd be good to go. Now, I'm still going to try to see if I can find something Anthem. I was just kind of letting you know that's just how it works here. But let me see here. And look, yeah, it looks like you're paying a little bit out of pocket. I'm just trying to see if there's anything here where you don't have to come out of pocket at all. Now, there's a give back plan. I'm going to look at this one really quick here. Give me one second. A give back plan, just to kind of give you an idea, a give back plan just basically means they put money back onto your Social Security every month. So this is one I'm pulling up for you right now, and I'm going to see if they have any OTC as well. Okay. So let me kind of go over this one for you, Mr. Moore. Now, like I said, I that's why I asked for your doctor, so you don't have to worry about changing doctors. This is a Humana give back plan. Now, the way this one works, you get a give back of $79 every month on your Social Security. So they put money back on your Social Security. As a matter of fact, hold on, I have one that's even more. Hold on. Let me see if this one looks like. Okay, so this one has $79 that you can get back on your Social Security every month. So just to kind of make it simple for you to understand, let's just say you get $1,000 every month on your Social Security, okay? This plan will give you $1,079, so you get $79 extra dollars every month. But I actually just found a plan here that's going to do the same thing but give you $123 back every month. And that can, and you can use that money to spend however you want, whether that's on groceries, utilities, you know, rent. So that's available for you as well. So the best I can find for you to get more money in your pocket and still keep your coverage with your doctors would be through this plan here. And it does put, like I said, $123 back in your pocket every month.
Now, I'll stick with Anthem.
Okay. Is it just because you're more comfortable? I can respect that. I just want to know, is it just because you're just comfortable with the name, or what exactly is keeping you with Anthem? Because you can still see your doctors. You're not going to lose any of your doctors. Only going to change is the name of the card.
I'm familiar with my doctors, because I've been with them since 2017, so.
Yeah, and you're not going to lose your doctors. Your doctors still take, every doctor, doctors take multiple providers, so you're not losing your doctor. You still see Dr. Cofastino with this plan.
Yeah, I'll just stick with Anthem.
Okay, even though you're going to be able to get money back and still get the same coverage and still see your same doctors?
Yeah, I just stick with Anthem. I like them.
Okay, like I said, I just don't want you to leave money on the table, because you're going to be able to still do exactly what you're doing. It's just you're going to get more money back. You're going to get money back every month as opposed to not getting anything back. That's my only concern for you, because I can only upgrade you in your policy.
No, I just stick with Anthem.
Okay, it's your choice. Like I said, you know, you do have that option available for you. You know, this lasting for the next until the end of the month. So, you know, I would explore looking at into that a little bit more. But you know, like I said, you would still be able to go see your doctors and go to get your money and still do everything the same way. It's just, you know, if you're comfortable with Anthem, I understand.
All right.
All right. You have a great day, Mr. Moore.
All Okay, thank you.